Yeah, is Gordon around?
No, this is Kim. Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, Kim. How are you? I'm Matthew. Just trying to reach Gordon, but is he going to be around later?
No, he's not. He's not an office guy. He's a, you know.
Yeah, gotcha. Maybe you could help me out then. You guys worked with GE Capital a few years ago. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had sent you guys an offer 2 weeks ago based on the good borrowing history you guys had with them. Looks like the company got pre-approved equipment, financing, and working capital in the amount of $250,000. I wanted to see if you guys had any projects where you might need some capital or equipment.
We're looking at buying another dump truck.
Really?
What's your rate?
The rate kind of depends, though. With our equipment side of things, it's the single digits, though. Just think of a typical loan. You have your typical car loan. It's a 2 to 5 year plan, monthly payments. Rate starting in mid single digits. It all depends.
I mean, like what? Mid five? Mid four?
You know what? It really comes down to what you guys look like on paper. If I say 4 or 5, I mean, it's possible. It could be a little less than that. But if you're not looking that great on paper, we don't know exactly. How would you say your credit?
But I mean, my credit rating is the mid-8s.
Oh, that's, you have fantastic credit. So you guys are...
Yes, I do.
You guys are really good. So I'd imagine you'd be up in our premier program. I mean, the really only way to tell what the exact rate is going to be is just to do the one-page application, which is our process. It's real simple. But
what is your premier rate? Cause I've already got my loan. I just haven't executed it yet. So.
Well, I mean, our premier program. That's the thing. We got to find out what you look like on paper. I got to send it to my underwriter. He tells me exactly what it is in 24 hours.
Where are you from?
San Diego.
Who do you represent?
With the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. We deal with unsecured cash, and we also deal with equipment.
Okay.
Our process is relatively simple. It's just a one-page application. It's 6 months of statements from the bank, and most recent tax return. That's it. With that information.
But you do monthly payments?
Oh, yeah.
How you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Monthly payments, the first 3 months, no payment until, you know, everything is set. You got the equipment in hand. And
okay. I normally do biannual or annual payments, so.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, I mean, what is it that you guys are working with the truck with?
It's a dump truck.
Uh-huh.
About $190,000.
Uh-huh. And then what is the process you're in right now with the loan?
As far as, I've already submitted all my information. It's a lender we deal with regularly, so.
So you guys have a good relationship with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the only reason we picked the capital is because that's who the seller used. I don't remember who it was, but.
Did you guys get, you guys are going to get capital to buy the equipment?
No. I said, your first statement to me was that I had good credit with some capital. I don't know, it was GE or whoever it was.
Oh, I see. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, the person that we bought the equipment from has that, used them as their financing, so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only reason we use monthly payments, is that's what they normally set up. But I secure my own, and I normally... You know, we normally deal with either biannual or annual payments. So that's why I was asking you how you set up.
Oh, I see. So you're dealing with annual payments or biannual payments?
Yeah, that's normally what we do.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when are you guys looking to get the truck?
Anytime, because I went to Louisville over the weekend to find one. I didn't have one there. I might be, I'm looking one in Maryland right now.
I see. So you're still searching for the truck. You don't know exactly where it's going to be yet.
No. It's going to be the right one.
Gotcha. And I mean, what is the your expected return on investment?
Hang on a second. Hang on. Sure. I got one of my drivers calling in. Hang on.
Sure. ask her, because she asked, you know, what are your guys' payments like? And I was like, well, it's monthly payments. You know. She is like she's in the mid-8s credit score. So she has great credit. She's looking for the truck right now. She's got me on hold for a second.
Oh, she does. Okay. Yeah, so always get back to the mean. Once you hear there's any kind of interest, just pull off the e-link wheel and just go through it.
Right, yeah. So she's already gotten basically an approval for a loan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
I gotta ask who threw.
Yeah, because sorry, like, we have a beer mat policy over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take a look at it and see,
She's looking, she hasn't been able to find the vehicle yet. She's looking all around for it. Sounds like she has an approval for it. Yeah, and since I called, she might, you know, be interested in hearing what we have to offer. Hey.
Okay.
So, hey, just curious. I mean, you said you're working with the vendor right now. Who's the vendor?
Farm Credit.
Farm Credit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, just so you know, here at BankCard, we have a beater match policy. So, I mean, if you guys want to send whatever they quoted you, you know, we'll take a look at it and see if we can beat it.
Okay.
All
right. Well, did you send me, you said something about, you sent me something. I don't remember seeing it.
Well, it's a piece of direct mail. I don't know if you... Sometimes they get lost. I don't know if you guys saw it.
It probably would have went right in the trash, just to be honest.
Yeah. Yep, that's the story, typically.
Well, let me give you my email. You can send it to me. You want to do it that way?
So, yeah, what I need to do is I need to send you some... I'm going to send you basically... What I need to do is send you a short app. It's just a one-page application.
Sure.
Okay, it's going to involve 6 months of statements that you're going to have to provide me, and then your most recent tax return. You shoot that to me, I'll send that right over to my underwriter, along with the quote that you got, okay? Any information that vendor gave you, we'll see what we can do to beat it. I'll get you an answer in 24 hours, What's a good email to follow up with you?
Deals. D-E-A-L-S.
C-E-A-L?
No, D. Like D like
Deals. Oh,
David.
Deals. Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like a big deal.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And the number four. Yeah, and the number four.
Uh-huh.
K-I-M.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
Okay, great. And what's a good time to follow up with you?
Give me a few days. I mean,
okay, yeah, I'll follow up with you in the week.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, no, give me till next week, because I got a lot going on.
Sure thing. Yeah.
So.
Monday or Tuesday sound good for you?
Yep. Just give me a week.
Great. Oh, last question. I mean, how were your guys' sales so far this year, or last year?
Oh, well, last year was a record year. The year before that was a record year, and we're on pace to do the same, so.
Sounds amazing. Good.
Yeah, Indiana, I don't know how we're doing it, but Indiana is doing very well right now, despite what we got going on in Washington, so.
Uh-huh. What would you say they turned out to be?
Do I say what now?
What would you say the year ended as?
As in what, dollars?
Yeah, like your sales amount. How'd you guys do with sales?
We did very well, but I'm not going to disclose that.
Oh, okay. No problem. Nope. So what I'm going to do, Cam, is I'm going to just put this little email together. I'll shoot that out to you guys, and we'll get back to you next week, and then we'll
That's
take
good.
It from there.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.